Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. Hey, you're listening to the Home Improvement Show, like you said, right here on KMOX. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I'm here to help guide you through another weekend of taking care of the place that you call home. The number you can reach me, 314-436-7900. Don't miss that. So if you've got a question about repair work, maintenance, remodeling, or anything happening around your house, you can give me a call and we can talk through it. Let's see how we can help you out. Again, write this down, 314-436-7900. And, you know, we had a snowy week here in St. Louis. Boy, it was last weekend and Monday, and then the cold, not getting rid of any of this the snow that we've had. It wasn't like it was a great amount of it, but the cold just, boy, keeps it from melting away. So, but nothing will reveal a home's weakness quite like the cold week that we just had. My wife actually walked up to our front door and was like, "Holy cow, I've been talking about all these doors I'm changing." Well, I hadn't changed the front. That's a little further down the road, got to do a little recouping. But when it gets that cold and even the steel doors with the wood around it, things kind of change and they shrink and it just doesn't seal up like it should. So maybe you've noticed that chilly draft around your stubborn door, or maybe it won't close. Is your furnace working too hard? You got some icy steps that caught your attention this past weekend. Whatever you have, today's weather is showing us what we need to get together and try to fix. So let's talk through it. So grab yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. Stay warm. Let's make sure your home is ready for the winter. You can give me a call. Again, 314-436-7900 right here on the Home Improvement Show. Now, so at my home last weekend, I bought all new locks for all of the new doors. So I got new lock sets for every entry door in the house except the front door. And I haven't even been able to put them in because it's, 17 degrees to have any of your entry doors open long enough to switch deadbolts and handles and get the new plates and all this fun stuff on. I've just had these things piled up, waiting to go, ready for a decent day to get some work on it. And of course, I just like everybody out there, I have a limited amount of spare time, spare days. Same thing with the Christmas decorations. Now we're into, like to do them as close as I can, maybe even that weekend of, a lot of us do that the weekend of Thanksgiving. And well, it's just snowed. It's been nasty. It's been cold. There's very few days when you have the opportunity. So makes it hard to get to that. Makes it hard to find the time in order to get those projects taken care of. So again, if you're looking at some of the same struggles and you're thinking, what can we do? How can I make my doors, my windows better? What should I be doing around the house to make this better? Feel free, give me a call. Let's talk it out. We got two full hours for you today, 314-436-7900. We'll get you right in here to me. And some of the things that I've been running around seeing in the past week or two, we're still noticing a lot of insurance type work from the storms, from fires, from different events. And it's amazing to me, it never ceases to amaze me how long these processes can take to get the information, to get the approval, to work with the insurance companies, to try and come to some kind of a conclusion with them and get everything. It's always amazed me that how long that can take at times to get that process done. And then we got to start to think about the damage that can occur and happen while you're waiting to get that approval, get that job started. So if you have tarps on your roof and then there's more storms, more wind, and those start to rip off, start to expose thing. I remember earlier in the year, I went and looked at a house, and it needed a bunch of repairs on the roof, and a tree had hit it, so they'd put a tarp over it. And as I'm walking up the house, I'm just watching this tarp like blow up onto the roof and then kind of roll back down and fall back into place. It just wasn't very secure, and it was just flipping and flopping back up on the roof, exposing a hole right through the roof into the bedroom. So, yeah, it can – that if you don't realize that's happening, and then you get this this time and you get this storm comes in, it rains at night, the tarp's blowing up, and you got a bunch of rain coming in, you have actually more damage later after all the effects of what you were trying to figure out to get repaired. So it can take some time, and it never ceases to amaze me. But, hey, we've got Mildred on the line. Let's jump onto the phones and see what's going on. Hi, Mildred. How can we help you?
I had a general question pertaining to outside work in this type of weather when temperatures are, you know, extremely low like this. And I was just wondering, for siding work to be done, like you stated, it's so much has been going on through the year, and with insurance claims and so forth and so on, and the time frame pushing things back, and all, and our labor force. What would you recommend, or would you say put off having siding work done in this type of weather, in this month?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of siding that's getting installed. If it's a vinyl siding, that can be done in some pretty cold weather, but the vinyl gets brittle once it starts getting really, really cold. So you can be fine down to pretty much around some freezing temperatures. It could be around 32 34, something like that. But when you start getting 20, 18, like we saw 17, 18, you get around there below and you're getting where that siding gets so brittle that when they're trying to cut it and everything and install it, it can crack and have issues while they're trying to cut and put it on. But generally, it's fine to do siding work in the winter. The installers just have to gauge that temperature and know when to stop and come back, so it could take you a little bit longer to get the project done if there's days where they're like, yep, we can't work for 3 or 4 days because it's getting so bitter cold. But if they've wrapped and flashed the house and they've got the house wrap on it and your home's protected, even with the siding not on, you're still in a good system to where you can do the work through the winter. You just have to be careful how cold it gets. So these last few days, it would have been hard to work on vinyl siding.
This is an older home, and it's vinyl being replaced. Uh-huh. And my question to you is, if it is, it's like you say, the temperature goes up and all, and it's good to install in, how long do it take? I mean, say, how many days should they be looking out as far as after installation and all, and whatever the process it takes to do what they need to do to wrap the and put it on? How many days afterwards to guarantee a good application should they be looking at in order to guarantee the consumer that this will be fine, that everything will be well? Because, like you say, you can't do anything about the weather, se. But like you were saying, as far as the cracking of the vinyl and so forth and so on, and this is the older house where vinyl is being siding is being taken off of the house and others being put on. And that's my concern. how many days out will this affect with us having this amount of cold weather where the temperatures are dropping below 32, below freezing?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say for the consumer to be confident in having it done at this time, if this is, this is the span and the space that the construction company is saying that they can get in here, they can get in, say, next week,
mm-hmm.
and all.
Yeah.
But yet we're due rain beforehand. I heard the weather forecast, and I think Sunday and Monday, I believe, is going to be rain and all. And I know all of these things affect the application when you do it on the outside, and that's why I was asking about the process of it.
Yep, and they just have to look for, depending on the size and magnitude of that project, they only need to worry about that, how cold that temperature gets while they're working. So if it's like a 1 week, 5 day job, they just need to look at the forecast for that week. But so any time after, once they're completed and they're not touching that or doing anything to it anymore, then that project's good. It can get as cold as it wants and it won't affect anything that they've done. And it's okay to work for two warm days. Say they work Wednesday and Thursday and it's warm and they go, okay, well, now it's getting so bitter cold, we can't come back till the following Tuesday. And then the next week they work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days, and get the project done, and they have some cold in between. That's fine too, as long as they're not trying to cut and moving the product around or trying to bend the product, because it's a flexible product and it just gets real brittle where it can snap when it gets absolutely that cold. So, Mildred, I appreciate the call. Great question. Something that is definitely worth looking into and trying to figure these projects out and when you can get to them and what's the best time for them. I got to get into my first break here, but for everybody else out there also, don't forget, what's going on at your home? 314-436-7900. Give me a call. We'll talk it out, and we'll have more home improvement right after this. All right. Welcome back, St. Louis Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you today. Got lots of time for everybody, so get in on the conversation, the fun, the questions. We'll see what we can do to help you out. 314-436-7900 helps get you info about your home, your issue, what you're trying to accomplish. And let's go straight to Jerry here on the line and see what's happening there. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Rich. I'm sorry. Hi, Rich.
Yeah. What's going on?
Enjoying the weather today.
Yeah.
I've got a question about siding.
Okay.
The starter strip that they put on the house, is that the same for all types of siding from aluminum to vinyl?
It might not necessarily be the exact same from aluminum to vinyl because of the size of like what locks in. So generally it's definitely very similar, and there's a lot of different types of siding like that that could probably be installed into the same starter strip. But some siding might have a little bit different size to get into that lock. It just depends on what, so getting the starter strip from the same manufacturer is a good idea.
Okay. Well, I never thought about how high the siding is to fit into the lock into the strip. Well, that answers my question, and thanks for your help.
Yeah, and kind of how thick it is too, because that lap, some is a little bit thicker than the others as far as from the piece of siding out. So are you replacing siding with a different type? Going from like aluminum to vinyl?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, and it would be a good idea to just replace everything, to make sure you got what's going to work with the new products. So, yep.
Well, thank you for your help.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. And what I would let everybody out there know, speaking of siding, when you're doing something like that, another good reason to kind of get everything off and put new on, getting stuff, like we said, getting these products from the same manufacturer, making sure they're going to work, is a great idea. But also, when you install house wrap, if you've got old metal siding and you got about a 98% chance you don't have a house wrap on the home protecting that wall from wind, water, rain getting behind the vinyl, and it creates a watershed plane down that wall. Well, if you leave that starter and you try and put that on, then you're going to leave some of that wall, that very bottom kind of bottom plate, exposed, because you're not going to get that house wrap over that board. If you take that starter strip off, put the house wrap down, let it hang down to the foundation, then you put your starter strip on. That keeps that water going where you want that water to go and protects that board that's behind the starter strip. So just remember kind of the theory of all of that is, if you don't take it off the house, then you can't get anything behind it. And you can't get it right behind it. And the opportunity of wrapping and flashing and getting the work done in a really great manner. I was just having a phone conversation yesterday with someone that just had a bunch of questions of our process. And we were kind of just going over like windows for the house inside a vinyl sided wall and how we're doing like three times the amount of work. So therefore it's easy to kind of dissect that and go, yeah, you're probably going to be three times the investment in getting that done because it's a lot more work. So if you're having windows replaced, it's a typical install to just do a replacement. They leave the siding on the house, they rip everything out, they fit it in, they put some metal around the outside and they caulk it. Well, when I'm looking at doing that, we can perform that for you and lessen our workmanship warranty on that product, because it's not going to keep water, rainwater, wind-driven rains out as well. But if I take that siding off around that window and I put in a new construction window that nails to the wall, that has welded fins, that everything's sealed, and I can flash tape the sill and up the sides, and I can flash tape around that window, and I can lap the house wrap at the top the way I want to get it out, and put a little head flashing over the top maybe to get that water back out in front of that window dripping down instead of running all around it, and instead of having space around it for that water and that wind and the air to get inside the framed wall system of your home, then you're insulating it with a really good low expansion canned foam. You kind of spray that in there about halfway inside that jamb between the framing and the window, and you really lock airtight that for the R value, and that's going to give you the great product that's going to not leak, that's going to not let air in, that's going to insulate it the best and work and have, and then we can lengthen that warranty for you. We can go, okay, now we can include all of this, and we can lengthen that warranty back up to our standard 10-year warranty because we've done our system, but we're doing a lot more work to get that system in, so it just takes more to get it done, and it's just a better way. So maybe not for everybody. Most of them are not that way, but if you have leaks, if you have a lot of wind-driven rains, it's a great idea to get that done really, really well, really right, and just protect yourself and get the lasting value out of it. So we can talk about more of that and more of anything that you need around your house. Going to jump into our middle break here. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. More home improvement when we return. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. Remember, you can find me at 314-436-7900. We got Dave on the line. Dave has a question. How can we help you, Dave?
Yes. Wanted to know if her company comes out here in North County and St. John area. I've got a project going on. The main stack was rotted in my house, and we had to dig up the basement, and it got pretty involved. And now we tore the kitchen out. You know, the cabinets, a few cabinets are there, but this is beyond what I know to do with. It's pretty involved.
Oh, okay, so you're looking for like a kitchen remodel on now that your plumbing's fixed?
Well, I need actually a total inspection because my basement had a room that was built like in 1967 with paneling. Well, I tore it out, and now the basement's all cleaned up. It's painted. It's real clean, you know. But the kitchen, sure. I don't know what to do, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. I've got a budget of what I think it might be, but again, looking at prices and getting it done correctly, that's the thing, to get the contractors to come over, you know, and get it all figured out with the kitchen plan and everything. I've got this house ain't going nowhere. It's concrete. It's well built.
Okay.
It's a brick house with concrete walls, actually, you know, it's a good house.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, the company I work for, Mosby Building Arts, does come out. You know, we do go to North County. We got a pretty good distance that we go around into Illinois, and we go south, we go west. We're out in Defiance and some areas like that. You know, past Lake St. Louis and everything. So yeah, I mean, we definitely get out in your neck of the woods quite a bit. I've got some clients out there of my own that we've worked with out there. And yeah, your decision is kind of based on the quality, not just of what's going to happen, but the quality of figuring out, knowing what's going to happen through the job, and getting great expectations set to know and understand. There's so many things about a company that makes it very different from one to the other in how they work, how they respond, how do they really get through and have you understand and you know what you're getting. And there's a lot of qualities in companies that kind of help predict that price. But to me, in what I look at, is it's worth having the conversation with them to try and figure out the value for you and mm-hmm. what you're going to get. So we can certainly come out and have a conversation, look at it and talk about how we work, how everything happens, do some budgeting exercise to kind of look at the space and the size and let you know where we might be. You compare that to your budget and you kind of, look at the value and see if you think we're in a good value place to do that. Because there's different ways to do everything.
Well, that Anne Marie design that was she just on the air also? The kitchen design lady?
I think, yeah, she's on a different channel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, earlier in the day, yep. Yep, but the difference in what Mosby Building Arts does mm-hmm. is we have employees that build the kitchen. We have a licensed electrician. We have a licensed plumber. So we can make sure everything's good, everything's right. So beyond the designed end, we can also look at the construction end. So one thing that I see happening to clients very often with design companies, and not to put these design companies down, they're performing a service, but what a lot of clients are looking to try and figure out is there's another half of that service is the building part. And so people, that they work with these designers and they get these designs and they go, man, this is going to be awesome. And then they find out that the project is so far beyond their means financially that they've kind of spun their wheels figuring out this great design. And as often as this happens, I can literally tell you the last time that I have spoken, went into a house, looked at drawings and designs, and spoken to a client that the job was way past their budget was Thursday. It was 2 days ago. That's how often this happens. So it's the conversation with a company that can speak to the actual construction also. And then they go, oh, we should have probably looked inside the footprint from the beginning. But who knew?
You see, like I'm talking about, like almost a total house inspection to see what you got on, going on in your particular house. Like, somebody put a toilet in the basement down there because they built a room. Well, you know, the toilet's still there, but what about codes? You know, I had a new panel put in the basement. And before I invest in a kitchen, all this has to be looked at, see?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's why I need a professional to let them know what I got going on here. I don't want to do something and then all of a sudden St. John come here and say, well, this is not coded properly and blah, 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 you know?
Sure, yeah.
So I'm concerned about the whole picture.
Yep. No, I would definitely say for you, budget aside, it's worth a visit and it's worth a conversation to say what's going on in the whole house. Try and prepare yourself for everything.
Then pick your way through some of those jobs.
I
had a new panel put in, but this guy that built this room in 1967, he's got wires hanging in the middle of my I-beam because I tore the room out, you know. And it's real, like I said, it's clean, it's painted. Even the floor is painted. It's real nice, you know.
Yeah.
So I got a lot going on. But, I guess I'd maybe have Mosby come out and, talk to me and stuff and see what we got going on.
Yeah, no, I would say absolutely. Our phone number, you can call into the office, is 314-909-1800. Or you can go on our website at callmosby.com, CALLMOSBY, and you can just fill out the little submission form for an appointment there, too. If it's out of hours or whatever, a lot of people do that stuff in the evenings. They just fill that stuff out, and then they get back to them through email, and they kind of get that whole appointment set up. We can definitely send one of our – we've got 12 people that do what I do. We have kitchen designers. We have all these – so they can definitely send somebody out. It's not always me, but it can be someone educated to look at the whole space and kind of look at what you're talking about and help you through that a little bit and see if we can do something to help you out. But I tell you, when you look at things, like I kind of put some stuff together to talk about some fire restoration and rebuilding homes and building new homes and different things. And the first thing I did was I just Googled, what's it cost to build a new home in St. Louis, Missouri today? And the what comes up on Google spreads from like $140 or $150 a square foot, which is really like super low, but it goes over $300 a square foot, more than double. So when you think about that, it's like, well, what makes one $350 and the other $150. Well, there's a lot of how you build it. Are you wrapping it right? Do you really insulate it right? You get a custom builder that's going to make a really high quality home, build it new, and is going to really make this thing last and work and be energy efficient and all the things everybody would love to get out of a house. I guarantee you, I'll bet it's $500-$600 a square foot. because of the lengths that they're going to in trying to get that. So now it's like four times as much when you really get into the quality. And that's where you see that difference, and you just got to understand what the quality, the difference, how they do things, what do they deliver so that you don't have problems down the road. And then you can kind of see, engage like, well, and that's something I hear all the time where they're like, I totally understand exactly what you're doing. I love everything about it right now. I just might not be able to afford that. And I'm going to wait, and I'm going to save.
With all this demolition I've had, I can't live over here. So it's a good thing I got my other house, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's real good. So, hey, I got to get into a break, Dave. I appreciate it. But, yeah, give Mosby a call. Again, 314-909-1800. For everybody else out there, give me a call today. Let's talk about your home, your project, what's happening for you, 314-436-7900. We're going to jump into a break, and we'll be back. More home improvement in just a moment. All right, we are back. We are back. Home improvement show. Nice sunny day today. It's looking really nice out there. It's still pretty cold, but that's okay. That's okay. We can get around. The roads are okay. The sun is out. It is looking beautiful, so let's get something done around your home. Let's see what's going on with you. Don't forget to give me a call, 314-436-7900. We'll have a whole nother hour even after this segment. But I wanted to kind of jump back a little bit, too, on you know, what we were just kind of going over with Dave and the different types of companies and the different levels of investments in these projects and You hear some wild, wild differences, but it's really when you look at what's happening, sometimes it's people just kind of being in their right lane, and there's lanes that they shouldn't be in. So like I just went and saw a client that I've done, I put a door in, we installed a door, we took a window opening and turned it into a door opening and put a door out to a deck for her and everything. And she's got a load bearing wall she wants to get taken out and a beam put in and kind of open this thing up. And she's had these two guys doing all kinds of work, bathrooms, but they just won't touch that wall. And it's getting into people and employees and companies that know and understand what to do and when and how you do it. So then you look into everything about that company and it's like, well, what makes one company cost twice as much as another at times? And there's a lot of different reasons you look into, where one of the first foremost easy ones is the warranty. Would you pay more if you had a 10-year workmanship warranty instead of one or instead of five? Would you pay more if that company honors that warranty? If you've known people or you've heard that, like, they really came back, they really fixed stuff 2, 3, 4 years down the road. Well, I know a lot of people would, because just looking at the surveys of consumers purchasing extended warranties, it's about 45% of the time when they purchase these products, someone's buying an extended warranty for them. And that's an average in like appliances, vehicles, an important one, electronics. So you'll extend that warranty on that 65-inch flat screen TV, but you won't on that kitchen. I feel like that kitchen, you're going to replace that TV more often than you're going to replace that kitchen. And I feel like if you're vested in your home and you're staying, that kitchen or that bathroom or that big job is a great place to make sure you have that good extended warranty. But then you got to kind of just look into what do they do that's different? So delivering a construction schedule, talking about dates and when will things be done? When do we think we'll be done? Setting great expectations, having a very long, very detailed scope of work. Having a client portal that you can get into and you can get to your paperwork and you can make payments and you can see the construction schedule and you can see daily notes. We have a person putting in daily notes every day on the project saying what's happening, what's just happened, and what's going to happen. So there's a lot of peace of mind, clear expectations. I've always heard the details, the devil's in the details is what they always say. Well, I think the exact opposite. I think that actually the devil is in not knowing the details, and that's where things go so awry and all of that. So having all of that just in a better form for you, having a team that handles almost everything from electrical to plumbing to flooring to tile to the installations to the windows and the doors, so you're not pointing fingers when you get a kitchen and they have some company come in and put the windows and doors in, that you're not pointing fingers if something happens because you got the same people working on all this. So I was just talking with a landscape company that he had done a lot of work with another kind of design build type company in the area. And he was talking about how by the time they would show up to a job towards the end, he's like, they've already had 16 subcontractors out there that they weren't able to control. And he's like, every time I show up to a job, they're already mad at us and I haven't even started working. And it's just such a hassle to him and to them and how they get through it. So, you know, what these companies are missing is a company culture that breeds doing what's best for your client, making sure you're getting the quality and the service and everything involved. Everyone's looking for quality. Everyone's looking for service, but they're also trying to get that third piece of like, I need a good price, which I get and understand, but you can never really get all three. So you got to kind of look at sacrificing. So my point is just get to where you understand it, and then you can make a great educated decision on that and then find the value for you and purchase that value because everyone is a little different. But, hey, we're going to get into our break here. We'll be back. More Home Improvement Show after the news.